Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Goldhar and their Masechah Sota Daf Ramatess, the seventh parak Elin Amarin. The Zichu Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, "Kevin Sheniftach Sefer Torah Asur L'Saper Afilu B'Dvar Halacha." Once the Sefer Torah has been opened, it's forbidden to speak even about a halachic matter, as it says, "B'Pischu Amdu Kol Am." And when Ezra began to read from the Torah, all the people stood, and the word Amida can be shown elsewhere to mean to be silent. Rabbi Zera brought a different source in the name of Chista, Vazne Kla'am El Sefer Torah, and the ears of all the people were listening to the Sefer Torah. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua's Talmidim asked him how he merited a long life. And among his answers was, "Monasasi kapai below bracha, I never raised my hands for Birchas Kohanim without first reciting the bracha. The bracha is Asher Kedushan B'Kedusha Asel Aharon, who has sanctified us with the Kedusha of Aharon, V'tzivanu Levarach Amo Yisrael Be'ahava, and commanded us to bless his nation Yisrael with love." The Kohen leaves his place to approach the platform. He says, "Yirathum Fanelcha Hashem Elkeinu, may it be the will before you, Hashem our God. That this bracha that you commanded us to bless your nation Yisrael should not have in it a stumbling block or sin." When he turns away from the congregation at the conclusion of Birkas Kohanim, he says, "Rabbono shel olam, asinu ma shegazartalein, Master of the world, we have done what you have decreed upon us. Asimanu ma shehivtachtanu, do for us that which you have promised us, that you will bless Klal Yisrael when we do. Hashkiv ma'on kadshecha min hashamayim, look down from your sacred dwelling from the heavens and bless your people Yisrael." Point number three, the Gemara presents a series of seven halachos of Birkas Kohanim in which the next step cannot proceed before the previous one is completed. Rav Chisda begins, "Eino Kohanim Rashaim Makof Kishrei Esbosen Ad Sheyechazru Panem Min HaTzibur." The Kohanim may not bend their finger joints after finishing the bracha until they turn their faces away from the congregation. Rav Zera quoted six more halachos from Rav Chisda. Number one, the Chazan cannot call out Kohanim until the congregation finishes responding Amen to the bracha of Modim. Number two, the Kohanim cannot begin the bracha on the mitzvah, which we just discussed, until the Chazan finishes calling out Kohanim. Number three, the congregation may not answer Amen until the Kohanim complete the bracha. Number four, the Kohanim cannot begin Birkas Kohanim until the congregation finishes saying Amen to the bracha. Number five, the Kohanim cannot turn away from the congregation after completing Birkas Kohanim until the Chazan begins Sim Shalom. And number six, the Kohanim cannot leave the platform until the Chazan finishes Sim Shalom. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, "Kevin Sheniftach Sefer Torah Asur L'Saper Afilu Dvar Halacha." Once the Sefer Torah has been opened, it is forbidden to speak even about a halachic matter, as it says, "B'Pischu Amdu Kol Am." And when Ezra began to read from the Torah, all the people stood, and the word Amida can be shown elsewhere to mean to be silent. Rabbi Zera brought a different source in the name of Chista, Vazne Kol Am El Sefer Torah, and the ears of all the people were listening to the Sefer Torah. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua's Talmidim asked him how he merited a long life. And among his answers was, "Monasasi kapai below bracha, I never raised my hands for Birchas Kohanim without first reciting the bracha. The bracha is Asher Kedushan B'Kedusha Asel Aharon, who has sanctified us with the Kedusha of Aharon, V'tzivanu Levarach Amo Yisrael Be'ahava, and commanded us to bless his nation Yisrael with love." The Kohen leaves his place to approach the platform. He says, "Yirathum Fanelcha Hashem Elkeinu, may it be the will before you, Hashem our God. That this bracha that you commanded us to bless your nation Yisrael should not have in it a stumbling block or sin." When he turns away from the congregation at the conclusion of Birkas Kohanim, he says, "Rabbono shel olam, asinu ma shegazartalein, Master of the world, we have done what you have decreed upon us. Asimanu ma shehivtachtanu, do for us that which you have promised us, that you will bless Klal Yisrael when we do. Hashkiv ma'on kadshecha min hashamayim, look down from your sacred dwelling from the heavens and bless your people Yisrael." Point number three, the Gemara presents a series of seven halachos of Birkas Kohanim in which the next step cannot proceed before the previous one is completed. Rav Chisda begins, "Eino Kohanim Rashaim Makof Kishrei Esbosen Ad Sheyechazru Panem Min HaTzibur." The Kohanim may not bend their finger joints after finishing the bracha until they turn their faces away from the congregation. Rav Zera quoted six more halachos from Rav Chisda. Number one, the Chazan cannot call out Kohanim until the congregation finishes responding Amen to the bracha of Modim. Number two, the Kohanim cannot begin the bracha on the mitzvah, which we just discussed, until the Chazan finishes calling out Kohanim. Number three, the congregation may not answer Amen until the Kohanim complete the bracha. Number four, the Kohanim cannot begin Birkas Kohanim until the congregation finishes saying Amen to the bracha. Number five, the Kohanim cannot turn away from the congregation after completing Birkas Kohanim until the Chazan begins Sim Shalom. And number six, the Kohanim cannot leave the platform until the Chazan finishes Sim Shalom. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard Siman is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the simon, a mailman. So here goes. The mailman, holding the red letter, waited in silence as the Torah was read, and then ran over to the very old sage who always said the bracha before reciting Birkas Kohanim, and handed him the note about the Birkas Kohanim sequence. So once again, in slow motion. The mailman holding the red letter, mailman, letter, that must mean we're in Daf Lamatas. The mailman holding the red letter waited in silence as the Torah was read, which reminds us it was taught that one may not speak once the Sefer Torah has been opened. So the mailman holding the red letter waited in silence as the Torah was read, and then ran over to the very old sage who always said the bracha before reciting Birkas Kohanim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the bracha into the fields of the Kohanim during Birkas Kohanim and relates that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's Talmidim asked him how he merited a long life, and among his answers was that he never raised his hands for Birkas Kohanim without first reciting the bracha. So the mailman holding the red letter waited in silence as the Torah was read, and then ran over to the very old sage who always said the bracha before reciting Birkas Kohanim, and handed him the note about the Birkas Kohanim sequence, which reminds us the Gemara brings a series of seven halachas of Birkas Kohanim in which the next step cannot proceed before the previous one is completed. Once again, in slow motion. The mailman holding the red letter waited in silence as the Torah was read, and then ran over to the very old sage who always said the bracha before reciting Birkas Kohanim, and handed him the note about the Birkas Kohanim sequence. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazar. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is the children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The children's choir, that must be more Daf Lamed Hey. A children's choir singing la, la, la. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die, which reminds us, the Meraglim said, Eretz Ochelos Yoshvei, it's a land which consumes its inhabitants, because they saw important people, the Kanani, die, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu had intended that the spies would not be noticed because the people were preoccupied with the burials. They also said that they were grasshoppers in the eyes of the giants. The people accepted the report and cried that night, which was Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hem bachu b'chiyu shochinam, v'niek b'lohem b'chiyu ledoros. They wept a weeping without cause, and I'll establish for them a weeping for generations. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding on to a golden box, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that when Klai Yisrael finished crossing the Yarden, the Kohanim bearing the Aron who had been standing in the eastern side of the river stepped back onto that east bank across from Klai Yisrael. Now so Aron is Nosa Va'avar, the Aron then carried his bears and crossed. Uzzah was punished regarding this concept when he reached out to take hold of the Aron when it shook during his transport to Yerushalayim. So the children's choir dress in cute little red grasshopper costumes and singing a dirge for kids pretending to die almost got knocked over by the choir master flying by holding onto a golden box above a large stone inscribed with 70 languages, which reminds us, more brings him along, how the Torah was inscribed on the stones. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The nation flying miraculously on lulavim, lulavim, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav, lulav. The nation flying miraculously on lulavim from a river on the way to mountains over 60 mil away, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the miracles that were done on the day B'nai Yisrael crossed the Yarden, including coming to Har Gerizim and Har Ebal on the same day, despite it being more than a 60 mil journey, and anyone who stood against them immediately lost control of his bodily functions from terror. So the nation flying miraculously on lulavim from a river on the way to mountains over 60 mil away caught the attention of a worker in a house alone with his master's wife, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened between Yosef and Eshes Potiphar, and that he received an additional hate to his name for being Makadei Shem Shemayim. So the nation flying miraculously on lulavim from a river on the way to mountains over 60 mil away caught the attention of a worker in a house alone with his master's wife, who was rushing out to take his course on how to learn 70 languages, which reminds us how Yosef was taught 70 languages by Gavriel, and of the oath he swore not to reveal that Paro could not learn Lashon HaKodesh. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The fierce laser tag competition, laser tag, that must mean we're Daf Lamed Zayin. The fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some teams shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, which reminds us, Ramir says that Shiva Ben Yamin jumped into the water first and the officers of Yehuda began stoning them. The Gemara continues that Ben Yamin and Tzadik merited to be host for the Shekhinah because the Aron was in the Kodesh Kodashim in his territory. So the fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some teams shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped in first. Therefore, Yehuda merited to establish sovereignty in Israel, as it says, Ha'isi Yehuda Akadsho Yisrael Mam Shalosav. Yehuda became Hashem's sanctified one to rule over Yisrael, his dominions, the reason for which is given in the following pasuk, Mishum de Hayam Ra V'Yanos, because the sea saw and fled when Nachshon jumped in. So the fierce laser tag competition by the sea saw some team shoot red lasers at one team about to jump in the water first, when the captain of another team suddenly leaped in before them to win the coveted 48 covenant prize. Which reminds us, there's machlokes about the number of brisos for each mitzvah, one being that there were 48 covenants. And we also learned about the concept of arbus, that every Jew took responsibility for the mitzvah observance of every other Jew. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simur Daf Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The man who was shaken by hearing the Birkos Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforesh did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup. Red bowl of chicken soup? That must be one Daf Lamed Ches, a Devar Lach, chicken soup. The man who was shaken by hearing Birkos Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforesh, which reminds us, the next mission brings differences between how Birkos Kohanim was said in the Mikdash versus in the Medina. One of the differences being that inside the Mikdash it was said with the Shem HaMeforesh. So the man who was shaken by hearing Birkos Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforesh did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup from the insincere miser who told him, eat and drink. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shubin Levi said that anyone who benefits from a miser transgresses a love. As it says, do not eat the bread of a miser, because he's like one whose soul is embittered. Eat and drink, he'll tell you, but his heart is not with you. So the man who was shaken by hearing Birkos Kohanim in the Mikdash with the Shem HaMeforesh did not accept the red bowl of chicken soup from the insincere miser who told him, eat and drink, while voluntarily standing behind the all Kohanim congregation, as they said, Birkos Kohanim. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses that people standing behind the Kohanim are not included in the bracha because they must face Kohanim to receive the bracha. But this does not refer to those working in the field who are forced by their work not to attend, but rather to those who are not forced to do so, but do not value the bracha enough to change position. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we discuss the incident with Yosef and Ishes Potiphar? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 2, which daf when the one who stands behind the Kohanim voluntarily during Birkos Kohanim is not included in the bracha? That's on Dav Lamed Ches. Good. Number 3, which daf when the one may not speak once the Sefer Torah has been opened? That's on Dav Lamed Ches. Good. Number 4, which daf when the one should not daven in Aramaic, for the Malachim do not understand the language? That's on Dav Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 5, which daf when the Rebbe Yehuda holds Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped into Yom Suf first? That's on Dav Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 6, which daf when the Gavriel taught Yosef 70 languages? That's on Dav Lamed Vav. Good. Number 7, which daf when the Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua merited a long life in part because he never began Birkos Kohanim without first reciting the bracha? That's on Dav Lamed Tes. Good. Number 8, which daf learned about the carrying of the stones from the Yardin and the massive fruit carried by the Meraglim? That's on Dav Lamed Daled. Good. Number 9, which daf learned that one should not take food from a miser? That's on Dav Lamed Ches. Good. And number 10, which daf we have a series of 7 halachas of Birkos Kohanim in which the next step cannot proceed before the previous one is completed? That's on Dav Lamed Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhammer Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.